Backstage details on several AEW stars appearing on last night's WWE Raw, an injury update on interim AEW World Champion Jon Moxley, more Vince McMahon allegation news, and more. It's Tuesday morning, which means it's time to get you up to speed and recap all the wrestling news that you could possibly want. I'm Liam Winard for WrestleTalk.com, and this is our audio news bulletin for June 28th, 2022. You did in fact hear that correctly. Several AEW stars popped up on last night's Raw, albeit in pre-recorded videos as part of the celebration of John Cena's 20-year anniversary. The AEW names that were included were Bryan Danielson, Chris Jericho, and Paul White, aka The Big Show, and it coincidentally came just a day after the Forbidden Door pay-per-view, because as we all know, the real Forbidden Door in wrestling is the door between WWE and AEW. After Raw, Fightful Select managed to share some of the backstage details regarding the appearances, reporting that the process was, quote, very straightforward. After the idea was pitched, AEW President Tony Khan was contacted for approval, and because of the nature of the situation, he agreed that it was fine. A WWE source stated that the company was able to land virtually everyone they wanted for Cena's tributes. Of course, AEW-WWE crossovers like this are rare, but not completely out of the question, as current AEW names have been included in WWE documentaries previously, and the most notable example until now was the Jericho appearance on Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skulls Sessions. A notable thing that people have pointed out is that for WWE's YouTube videos, they've specifically chosen to use Jericho and Danielson on the thumbnails instead of the likes of Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. An update has emerged on the injury status of Jon Moxley, who won the interim AEW World Championship at Forbidden Door Sunday night with a win over Hiroshi Tanahashi. After the show went off the air, Moxley spoke to the fans and said that he was, quote, probably concussed. Well, in the Wrestling Observer Daily Update, it was reported that Moxley acknowledged that he probably shouldn't have said that because it was just a figure of speech. He did not suffer a concussion. Moxley's fine, and he also said that he's having, quote, so much fun with what he's doing right now, so perhaps that's why he got a little bit carried away. A quick trigger warning for SA before this next update. One of the biggest stories in recent weeks has been the Vince McMahon allegations, which we've covered extensively on the site. Yesterday, there was another interesting development. In 1992, former WWE referee, in fact the first ever female referee, Rita Chatterton, alleged that she'd been raped by Vince McMahon in 1986. In an article released yesterday by the New York Intelligencer, for the first time ever, a former WWE wrestler actually backed up Chatterton's allegation. That wrestler was Leonard Nzitari, who wrestled as Mario Mancini. He said, "I remember it like it was yesterday. She," referring to Chatterton, "was a wreck. She was shaking, she was crying." Another notable quote from Mancini was, "I'll tell you why I'm hopping on the bandwagon now. There's worse stuff than that." We will continue to keep you updated on all the developments on the Vince McMahon story. Vince actually appeared on Raw last night in the ring to introduce the returning John Cena. In other little bits of news, as mentioned, John Cena returned to Raw last night. Cena was involved in a number of backstage segments with current stars, including the Street Profits, Ezekiel, Seth Rollins, and notably a confrontation with Theory. For his in-ring promo, Cena thanked the fans for everything and simply said he doesn't know when we'll see him again. We will, he just doesn't know when. Also on Raw, more Money in the Bank qualifiers were determined. The men's lineup is now Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Omos, Sami Zayn, and the newly qualified Riddle, who won a Battle Royal last night with one spot left to fill. Interestingly, the announced qualifying match between Kevin Owens and Ezekiel slash Elias slash Elrod for last night's Raw didn't happen. For the women, Becky Lynch won a four-way last night to qualify and filled the final spot in that ladder match, so the lineup is Lynch, Liv Morgan, Alexa Bliss, Raquel Rodriguez, Shotzi, and Lacey Evans. And the other notable things from Raw are that Judgment Day is trying to recruit Dominic Mysterio, The Miz announced that Logan Paul will be returning for a match at SummerSlam, and Cody Rhodes appeared for a brief sit-down interview about his recovery. Liv Morgan tweeted that she'll be donating 100% of her share of her cameo earnings from July to the National Network of Abortion Funds. Of course, her share specifically doesn't include the share that WWE takes. The Wrestling Observer reported that there was a, quote, crazy reaction backstage at Forbidden Door because of how good the Will Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy match was. Dax Harwood tweeted that he separated his shoulder at Forbidden Door. It seemed like just a storyline for the match, but he followed up with a tweet last night, so perhaps there's more to it. Dave Meltzer reported on Wrestling Observer Radio that SmackDown's Aaliyah is dealing with an injury, but no further details are known as of yet. Meltzer also stated that the build to Ronda Rousey versus Natalya is different to the traditional way WWE would build to a match because Rousey specifically requested to do it this way. And the lineup for tonight's NXT 2.0 sees Giovanni Vinci, formerly Fabian Aichner, take on Ikemen Jiro. Sanger, who has worked several main roster dark matches recently and has been backstage at main roster shows, versus Zion Quinn. Indy Hartwell versus Kiana James. And a women's tag title number one contenders match with Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade taking on Katana Chance and Kayden Carter. Perez had won the breakout tournament, so should be able to call her shot for whatever title match she wants, so this doesn't really make much sense, but it's NXT 2.0, and that's pretty much NXT 2.0 in a nutshell, which is why it's my favourite show. Anyway, be sure to stay tuned to WrestleTalk.com throughout the day to keep up with all the news from the world of pro wrestling, and I'll see you tomorrow morning for another roundup.